Flowing with Famous.
2, 3, 4. Welcome to Flowing with Famous. You're all Fresno. What are you laughing at? Mike's already laughing. We haven't even made our introduction to the All Fresno Culture Podcast, Pop Culture Podcast, Flowing with Famous. This is the 2013 wrap-up / 2014 preview edition.
Welcome.
Where we talk about what happened, because you know the new year is upon us.
Yes, Josh.
And so what do you do?
We're here. We're in it.
At the end of 1 year and the beginning of next, you make a list.
Have you kept up your accomplishments so far in 2014?
No.
You're already out.
I'm out. All of my...
You're already disappointed.
My resolutions are done. Mm-hmm. So, I am here, Famous Whitewater, as always with me, Mike C. of the Dork Town Network podcast.
Look at you. Perfect for 2014.
Which features Perfect Poor, Dorktown, and of course here, us. You know what I'd like to see for 2014? I'd like to see a few more podcasts added to the network.
I would too. So I think there might be at least one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There might be a Star Wars nerd-related added.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That would be too much.
Mm-hmm. Too much nerd.
Is that still happening? I mean, are there still... Especially because the remakes.
It's going to keep getting bigger now. More insane. There are more and more Star Wars podcasts every day.
Wow. Well, podcasts made for Star Wars. Star Wars made for podcasts. Yeah. Either way.
Something like that.
So let's talk about Fresno in 2013.
Yeah.
And all the craziness and or greatness that happened in our fair city for 2013.
What's the first story that pops into your head?
Oh, man. Measure G, Trash,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or Kai the Crazy.
Yeah,
Kai
that's the crazy fine. What the hell?
Number one story. So, and we'll just recap just quickly for people. Kai, real name, I don't know.
I forget.
Whatever. He has a real name. And the only reason that anyone knows who his real name is because he was arrested for murder.
Yeah.
And then that tends to get your
later.
Name.
Later. Completely separate Fresno incident.
But before that, he was kind of a pseudo celebrity here in town for saving a woman's life.
Well.
By smashing another dude in the face with a hatchet.
Yes. And that, in a interview, the TV interview that went viral.
An absolute bizarre scene here in West Fresno at the corner of McKinley and Marks. A man claiming he's Jesus plows his car into a PG&E worker, pinning him against his truck because the worker was black. The man's passenger, who had a hatchet and innocent bystanders, come to the rescue.
Comes driving down this way. He's like, you know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ and I can do anything I want to. And watch this, bam, and he smashed into this guy right there, pinned him in between that truck.
Viral
was
TV.
Was it 47 that did
26.
It? 26 did it.
This is a good example of how the world works today, I think, where any poor schmo, if he is schmoey enough, and happens to get on the TV, can become sort of a celebrity, and I think that's what happened to this guy, and he wasn't made to be in this world.
No.
The way
he
that
came
you
back
and
to Fresno a couple. He was did an infamous show at Starline. Now Strummers.
I thought it was at Fulton 55.
Maybe you're right.
Wherever it was,
I thought it was. Starline,
he had there was
you
a
might
show.
Be right, it was Fulton. May have been Fulton.
There was
55.
A show that he did, and it was just.
May have been Babylon. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, because he was a musician. Because aren't they all?
Yeah.
And had some songs and stuff, and there was a local film production company that, you know, got him together with Patrick Contreras, and they jammed and some stuff. And so he was like a big deal around here for a long time, because he was real, I mean, he was fun. He's like one of those guys, and I know people like this, that they're just like, they're so out there that you can't believe that they're real people sometimes. Like, you can't believe that... What is this guy do? Like, what is he saying?
Uh-huh.
turns out he was just the crazy kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So there you go. And I think now he is going to trial and could face life in prison if convicted.
Yeah, and that's happening. And then the trial related to what happened to him here.
Oh, right, it's happening
is
now.
Is going too.
Yeah, that's happening now. Guy who tried to, or I guess he did ram a PG&E worker with his car. Mm-hmm. So they're having that trial now. So that's still not done.
Right? No, yeah. Right.
So yeah, that's the number one that comes to my mind is that guy. And then Measure G, which is the trash service.
The trash thing.
And mostly because, you know, no one ever thinks about who picks up their trash. Right? Like it just happens. Yeah. Like if you had asked me before this year, like, is your trash picked up by the city? I would say, there's a dude comes into my thing. I don't know. But now I know.
See.
So, yeah. And it got kind of dirty too, I think.
Yeah. Both sides too.
Yeah. Right.
Wasn't just like one side.
No, it got real dirty.
I know the mayor's side tried to make it like they weren't being dirty, but they were being dirty.
Oh, yeah. And what's interesting
is they're spending a lot of money. And
right.
It was like one of the few, like, I'm a fan of Mayor Swearengen, but it was one of her few missteps.
Yeah.
So we begin with you, Mayor. So tell us why you support Measure G.
Well, there's three reasons. First of all, it's good for our ratepayers. We know that rates are lower with the private sector service. They drop nearly 18%. Those rates are capped by the contract, so they can't be escalated beyond an agreed upon amount. Secondly, it's good for our community. We won't have to have any further losses in public safety resources if Measure G passes. And if it doesn't pass, we're looking at further attrition with police officers and firefighters. And then lastly, from our employees' perspective, if we don't pass Measure G, there are many employees who will have to be laid off and they'll have no jobs to go to. So it's the only action we can take that actually creates jobs in the private sector.
I don't think she's made too many bad decisions.
But that was one
there, but that was ended up being
I don't even know if it was that.
It didn't look like a bad decision initially,
right,
I guess.
Right.
But it wasn't
the
thought through.
The way it was handled, I think, also.
Yeah, it was handled badly, and it wasn't thought through. They were just thinking, oh, these employees will be fine with this.
Right.
They'll go and get paid less and have a crappier contracts, right. And they'll be fine with it.
Well, and it's funny because it was one of the – most people don't think local stuff really means anything, you mm-hmm. know? Like, people don't really care. They're like, oh, it's a local election. Who cares, you know? What are we voting for? Oh, city council. But this was one of those ones where, like, oh, yeah, people were paying attention, and there were yard signs and the whole deal, so.
And to me, local elections affect me more than national
Right, they
elections,
do. They do in real life, right?
Yeah.
But in the life.
People don't think that
way,
though.
But in the life that you, like, think of when you're watching the nightly news or whatever.
Yeah.
You don't see that. So, yeah, I think those are the two big ones for 2013. Anything else from 2013 that you can?
This isn't too sexy, but the city went fully water metered.
Oh, uh-huh,
everyone pays for the water in Fresno now.
Yeah,
and that was one of the last cities that didn't pay. And probably we're one of the cities that should be metered. And it's, I'm used to it, but now it keeps going up. And
right.
And now they want to charge even more to now update the water.
So you were in a county island.
Yeah, but it's still city water, though.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. So you were under the.
Yeah, I'm under the same as everybody else.
Well, here's the thing. This is one of those issues, I think, like many issues that the city and the country deals with, where if we had taken a hard line on it 20 years ago, 30 years ago, mm-hmm. we'd be fine now.
Yeah.
But instead, we were like, well, that seems weird. That's kind of...
we're not used to that.
Paying for water, forget about that. We'll worry about that later.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all these years later, hello, now we have to pay, you know, triple times what we could be if we had just started from the beginning and set that infrastructure in place.
Well, I mean, obviously with the drought, now we're in the middle of the drought.
I know. So. What did we get in this 3 inches for the entire year?
No, this current season total is under an inch.
four.
We're at eighth of an inch, or eight tenths of an inch, whatever. However,
for
you
the
say it.
For the season, which would be like the
winter, I think the seasons start in like late summer, and that like a new season begins for rain total wise, and we have not reached an inch yet.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's never going to rain again.
Apparently. Yeah, so.
In which case, we will be paying more for water,
I think we're probably going to be shifting to how Phoenix and Las Vegas does their, where it's, you know, cactus and not very much grass. And
which is probably how it should
probably
be.
Probably we should be doing.
Because we live in a desert.
Yeah.
It's nice, actually, when you drive down Christmas Tree Lane and you see all them big trees.
Yeah, yeah. So
maybe, yeah, who knows? Take shorter showers. That's all I can say.
There's not much left.
Oh, man, we're bringing it down.
Yeah.
So let's go, let's switch to the entertainment. Are we there yet, or?
We should, though. We did have, because we are, one of our favorite topics is the Fulton Mall.
Fulton Mall.
And now, it over this past year, it's been officially, they have a plan.
They have a plan?
They have a backing. The money, government money to back it.
Right.
I don't know what's happening now. It seems like it's kind of stalled, which was my prediction.
Right. It's always stalled.
It's like, yeah, then maybe they've decided to rip it out.
Right.
But let's wait because... Right.
There's a street going in on the Fulton Mall.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see if it happens.
Probably.
It probably will eventually.
I think it still has to go through the city council to vote. And
those usually get delayed.
Right.
Like three or four times before it actually gets voted on.
But
there's always some little thing like, I don't think we should vote on this today.
So, you know, and this is probably better for us to talk about when we get to the 2014 predictions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, was 2013 compared to 2012 like a movement forward year on the Fulton Mall, or was it sort of more of the same? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it a whole lot.
2013.
And I think some things got.
I guess technically
out,
it would be forward, but nothing changed.
Right.
Physically. You know, we had the ice skating rink now.
It's back again.
Second successful year.
Doing well.
And I like that the ice skating rink makes the. Because River Park has a little tiny one.
Oh, do they?
And it makes River Park look like a joke, and nobody uses it. It's like, oh, hey, Fulton Mall has something over River Park.
Interesting,
a better ice rink.
Yeah, huh? Well, there you go. See,
suck it, River Park.
There at least one of the buildings on the mall was purchased and has some stuff
going
on the Helm building.
Yeah.
I think that's
and that's supposed to get revamped, turned into multi-use.
Yeah,
and then there's the crossover from Fresno Brewing Company changed into Peeves.
Oh, right, yeah,
the one active at night place on the Fulton Mall
continues to be. And I have to say, I think that Peeves is an asset in a way that Fresno Brewing Company maybe wasn't. And I really like Fresno Brewing Company, but I think Fresno Brewing Company was very like niche in its who it was going to get there and who it was going to draw and what they were going to be able to do. But, you know, Peeves has really been able to create a place that's like, it's totally one of those places, you know, when you go to another city and I don't know if you're like this, but I like, you know, want to find that place that like everybody goes to that everyone's like, this is the best place. And,
I like to find the locals place.
And I think that's what Peeves could be, you know, that place where like you go on a Saturday and there's a line out the door. And I mean, I don't think it's there yet, but I think it could be as people start to get a sense of what it's doing. Then there's also the market next door, which is totally cool and has, you know, a million sort of, it's a local only market, so they have local produce, meats, cheeses.
It's nice. They did a nice job in there too.
And yeah, I mean, the whole thing just looks really cool. The owner Craig Chardon and his dog are wonderful.
You know, Peeve just roams around.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it's great. I give it a double thumbs up. Probably my best new business for 2013 in Fresno.
Boom.
Yeah.
There you go. You're welcome, Pete. There's our Flying of Famous awards.
Yeah, Flying of Famous.
Oh, remember Fresno Famous, your awards in Fresno Famous. I missed those. Yeah.
There
now.
Used to be Famous Awards. Yeah. I'm thinking I may try to bring that back on the Beehive.
All right, good.
You know, it was a lot of work, but I think we could do it. It was a lot of fun, too.
I remember there was one year where it was open to voting, and there was all this band controversy because it was like bands getting all their friends to vote, and there's all kinds of controversy.
It was crazy. It was crazy.
Whole controversy.
And then at the end, it's like, really?
It was like a band that nobody knows. It's just like, huh?
Yeah. So, Fulton Mall.
So there you go.
We'll talk about a little more later in the episode here for 2014.
Well, we did have the approval of the 10-story building in North Fresno.
Sprawl is alive and well.
Sprawl still moving along.
In Fresno.
We had the lake, that new lake project.
Right,
on
new
the west side.
Lake project.
Which seems to be more positive than negative in the end.
You know, I read an article.
If you're going to sprawl, that's probably the way to do it.
Someone
I guess.
Had written.
I don't know.
It was either. I think it might have been a letter to the editor. But it was. I had read something, and it was this guy talking about, you know, living in that area of town and what he thought this Westlake development would bring. And it was the first time that I thought, well, okay, I can kind of understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see what you're saying.
That kind of convinced
me. And it kind of made me think that it's less like in a lot of ways it's less sprawl and more sort of infill because that area exists. And
it's there. The area was supposed to be the area we grew to.
Right.
And instead we grew northeast.
Right, right. And sort of just abandoned that spot.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, while I would rather see some of that move to the like inner corridors of the city proper, you know, it's going to happen, so.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I always thought I work on that side of town a lot, and it's just like, anything west of 99, it feels forgotten.
Right.
Uh-huh. Like it feels like the normal, any person that doesn't live out there that knows nothing about that
right.
area.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't think about that area, doesn't even realize that area is even there.
It's funny. I drove
including
over
city
there.
Officials.
I drove over there to do a Christmas light story.
Uh-huh.
And there were some houses over there that have those, you know, synchronized.
Right.
I drove, it was a whole other. Like, I was in a whole other city. It was crazy. Yeah. I was like, I had no idea any of this stuff was over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just funky. And
yeah,
you got this rural next to a little track home development. And it's a funky area.
Yeah.
And it is good to see something that's a little higher end going in out there. So.
Well, yeah.
I guess we'll have to allow some sprawl.
We don't really have to allow any sprawl.
Yeah, true.
But
hopefully, well, I'll think about this when we do the 2014.
And then there was also the medical or the pharmacy school that's going out on Millerton Lake. And it looks like
downtown.
It's moving forward. So. Good and bad in 2013.
Yeah.
In terms of that kind of stuff.
Well, I like your post you did on the Beehive about the music shows.
Uh-huh. Top 10
local music shows.
Local concerts. I went to 10, at least.
Yeah. In no order, specifically.
In no order. You want me to read them off, and then we can...
Yeah, read some of them.
So, Catacomb Party.
Yeah, that was another second successful year for Catacomb.
Fresno Urban Sound Experience, obviously, 6 year.
We can't officially comment.
Right.
We're too involved.
Span Spec, a music and arts festival.
Yes.
My first time going. They've actually been doing it for 7 years, eight years maybe. Really cool out there in Arosi. Pure Bathing Culture and Brother Luke and the Comrades that was at the Celador in Visalia.
I thought that didn't count.
So
I don't want to hear what Tulare County's doing.
I'm telling you. So Hillary would shoot me if I didn't say that.
All right.
She introduced me to Pure Bathing Culture. This band is really cool.
Whatever Hillary says.
And Flag at Strummers. Face to Face plus the Teenage Bottle Rocket. That was at Fulton 55. That was a good show.
Okay.
The Independence at Frank's Place. probably 3 to 5 people there, but it was a.
But you were there, and you knew how cool it was.
I loved the band, so that was
I hate
definitely,
that when it happens.
I know. Girl in a Coma, that was at Strummer's. That was a great show. Mm-hmm. Paramore at the Save Mart Center, and then the Airborne Toxic event at the Visalia Fox Theater. So
you got to get Airborne Toxic event to come to Fresno.
Oh man, yeah, yeah. We probably could. You know, I don't know where they would play. You know, they sold out the Visalia Fox Theater. So I guess they could maybe play like the Tower Theater.
Yeah.
Or possibly the Warners. I think they would do real well at the Warners. Yeah. They could probably even do the Soroyan, maybe. Even though, I mean, that might be a little big for them, but maybe not.
That's a little,
you know? So I was amazed at that show to see how many people actually knew who the band was. So. So those are my 10.
At that show, do you remember, was there any reference made to your friend, the drummer, being local?
Yes, because, you know, his family owns Taylor's Hot Dogs right there in Visalia.
Oh, okay.
Which is like right behind the venue.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, you know, has been there for 50 years or whatever. And so, yeah, they were like, we're all going to Taylor's to have hot dogs afterwards or whatever. Even though Darren was the only one who showed up and the rest of the band like got back in there.
And they're like, in the fuck band. Taylor's.
Man, we're out of here or whatever. But so I don't know. Any did you have any that you would like to add to the list?
I can't think of one that you don't have on there.
Yeah.
I didn't go to enough shows this year. There was no reunion. Usually there's a holiday reunion show.
Holiday reunion show. Pink Eye.
Pink Eye. There wasn't one this year.
And the Eli bands usually come down for that. Yeah. Eli Reyes, Rademacher.
I was disappointed that didn't happen.
Yeah. I don't know why.
So nobody probably got it going, you know?
Right. Thought to do it. But there were some good shows. You know, I think... if you look at it, Warner's Theaters Complex was doing really good this year.
Yeah.
I think the addition of Strummer's was...
Oh, yeah, the switch over from Starline to Strummer's.
Strummer's opened up in, they took over officially in June. It was probably July or August even by the time they really started booking and getting bands in there. And really, I think, just... change things, set that venue at least back on the path of being, you know, what the Starline was when it was in its heyday. And then also just, you know, bringing in some really cool bands and setting it up and really making all the other venues kind of have to push to get good shows coming through. So,
it's exciting to have them there booking shows.
I think
like that.
So, yeah, definitely.
It'd be good to look forward to some stuff happening in the spring, summer. Now that the holidays are over. Yeah. Start getting some shows
again. As soon as that Coachella time comes around.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
the bands are coming through,
traveling to and from.
I think that's going to be huge. So
yeah, Strummer's is going to pop.
Yeah,
Hopefully Film 55 keeps up too. So
yeah, I mean, in Film 55, to their credit, I mean, they still are bringing in some really cool shows. Mm-hmm. I think they may be. And I'm not 100% certain of this, but might be making a move to do more local kind of stuff, which is nice because I think we need to have both. You know, we need to have a place that really caters and cares about local talent. I think Frank's Place and the Warner's Theater is that same kind of,
And Audie's.
And Audie's. I mean,
like
Audie's is, to me, the place for locals.
Yeah.
It's going to be Audie's, even though they have some really cool, good touring bands stop in every now and again too. So you want to move to
we have our, let's do our choice of band of the year, musician of the year for Fresno. We haven't discussed this before, Ed.
So we do, you know, we have a band of the episode every episode, so this is like that but for the entire year.
There's a flickering light.
Something's
in the studio
happening
here. It's distracting us.
So you can start.
All right,
and then
my pick for band musician of the year
and we'll play a clip
is Cockamamie Jamie
Whoa.
/ Gentle Jamie.
Sure, yeah, come on. No, my mom's here, though. We just gotta be quiet because she's watching her shows. Yeah, she made some sweet tea. It's so good.
You're gonna die here. You're gonna die.
What's the deal, dude? I hate this place. Paying some pretty cheap rent for this invasion of space. Would you please shut up and turn your stereo down? Just a little bit. My mom is sick and pissed at you now. I swear. Neighbors give me reason to peg. Some elementary students cruising with a carton of eggs. Me, Joey, Adam up in 1-2. 4 upset dudes rolling and looking to bomb you. Then back to the apartment for some bad news again. A turd up in the toilet and broke it a freaking again. Dude, you're sick, Juan. The managerial staff. Water's off until tomorrow. No shower and no bath. What the crap? I'ma have to go and chill in my room, fighting feelings of aggression and a liquid number 2. What would you do faced with these ridiculous facts? Right about that time, the monster with 2 backs started rearing its ugly head, forming with loud mounts. These buffoons usually take it to 12 pounds. The culmination of another day loaded with stress in the belly of the beast, my apartment complex. My apartment is hot, I'm bearded up and getting weird. Francis Dollar high shit, pass me a beer. The broadside of gruesome Howard Hughes in his 40s, and there are no excuses. Welcome home, Jamie. Welcome home.
Oh my God.
Welcome home, Jamie. Welcome home.
Oh my God.
Welcome home, Jamie. Welcome home.
Oh my God.
You're gonna die here. You're gonna die.
Oh my God.
All right. Wow. So, interestingly enough.
Uh-oh.
He was my number 2 pick.
Oh.
And if we had
I'll bet my number 2 pick is your number 1 pick.
My number 1 pick is Light Thieves.
Oh no! Oh, that was good. That's good.
Who was your number 2?
Sparkle Jet.
Okay. Well, so
but Light These, yeah.
Let me tell you,
Light These would be number 3.
Here's what I I went back and forth between Gentle Jamie and Light These. I think if we were just counting the second part of the year, like from May, June through to this part of the year, I would probably have to go with Gentle Jamie. I mean, the guy has just done.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems like he's done a real lot from like that Catacomb Party show, which was like, you know, maybe his first or second
show
as a solo act.
Yeah.
And then just like came on really strong and has been doing a lot of shows.
Did it again, Fulham 55.
Yeah. I mean,
at the Fuse Fest.
Yeah.
Now he's been doing a lot. Now he's getting back with Argyle Pimp.
Yeah, so he's doing some reunion. Partner. I don't know, reunion like sets. I mean, he's still performing as Gentle Jamie, and then it's like special guest Boney comes on, and they do some Argyle Pimp stuff, mm-hmm. but it's still Gentle Jamie. I talked to him the other day. You know, there's some floating around that there might be another Argyle Pimp's record, mm-hmm. You know, that they're trying to produce, but he's definitely come out as a solo artist and is really like. Set himself apart with just a killer stage show, like really like sort of next level, just, and it's not like it's anything too like awesome, like I'm like setting it up to be this great thing.
Yeah.
But just the fact that he's doing it is really cool, you know, that he has this sort of idea for a show that's kind of beyond what you would think of as a typical hip-hop show. That being said, I feel like the Light Thieves, from the standpoint of year to date to date, mm-hmm. January to January,
yeah,
I feel
year.
Like they probably did more for the full year just in terms of.
I agree with that.
The record, and then you know the amount of shows they've been playing and still continuing to do so. For me, Light Thieves. General Jamie sample.
All right.
So there it is. Boom.
We love local music.
We do. And there's been, there was a lot of it. You know, there for those two bands, there was probably an extra, you know, we could easily do a top 10 of just local bands. But
I've gotten out of practice with not running the Fresno, but I still love local music and smallish touring, up-and-coming bands that stop in the Audis or stop in the Starline and never been to Fresno. And then one day they're huge. Like Cage the Elephant came through a couple times before they hit. And then they, right as they were hitting, they came through at Audis.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it happens. You can say, yeah, I hung out with those guys at Audis and now they're big. And now, I love that stuff.
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I think we have a really good, solid scene happening right now. Mm-hmm. So, lots of good bands doing lots of different things.
So, 2014 Fresno.
Pew, pew, pew. Ooh. We'll make the little pew noise to indicate we're moving to the future. Your predictions for 2014.
Well, I think you're going to, the high speed rail is going to start kicking up.
Whoa.
You're going to actually start seeing dirt moved and
get out of
buildings.
Here.
Like, didn't Angelo's, Angelo's closing because of this?
Angelo's is leaving, I believe.
Now, I mean,
Cosmos. That, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think Cosmos is right in the path. But I don't understand why Angelo's has to move.
I don't know.
Cause they're right across the street. The DMV is building a brand new building.
Well, they had to build that because the other building was in the way of the
I think if I'm in my head I'm looking and I see and Angelo's no right across the street.
I don't understand
and why would Angelo's have to leave?
There's probably a little zigzag or something. I think it might be for at the train tracks and then at the roads, there's going to be like crossover,
That makes sense.
Ramps, buttresses, crossing, or whatever. Yeah,
either for the car crossing or
right. So I think it might be something like that. Right. So it's not the actual line; it's peripheral.
Okay, high speed rail guys, but still, that sucks, Angelo's.
Yeah,
I haven't been there in a long time, but
I think they were getting money to move or something. I forget the whole story.
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as them, the business owners wise, I'm sure they're okay.
Right.
But just as that building, per se, and the signage, and it's just, you're not going to see that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
It's just going to slowly keep going away.
We will have a high-speed rail.
From Madera to Fresno.
So
we'll be able to get to Madera quickly.
You know.
To Chinatown in Fresno.
Hey,
to Madera.
Know, sometimes.
To outside of Madera.
Sometimes I think, if only I could get to Madera.
If only I could get to the outskirts of Madera from Chinatown in 5 minutes.
My life would be so much better.
Yep.
What I would do is I would just leave my car there.
Yeah.
On the north side of Madera.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave it in Chinatown.
No, right. And then I would just take myself back to Chinatown where near where I live.
Yeah.
And then I would just, anytime I needed my car to go to Modesto, let's say.
Oh, yeah. You would have,
Stockton.
If you own two cars, you could have a going north car.
Right. And a
that
going
would just keep it there.
South the, car.
Yeah.
There it is. And then in Fresno, I would just be screwed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't use a car because of the great bus service.
Great fact service.
Yeah.
So 2014 high speed rail. Now.
Yeah, look out for
high speed rail. Will we be seeing bus rapid transit in 2014?
I don't know. Well, did that still get voted out or something? Somebody wasn't our
I think they
favorite councilman that that killed the bike lanes, by the way. Brandow or no.
I think that they postponed the vote. And I would have to check back and see, but they're definitely thinking more about it now.
That road diet guy that killed the road diet, now he's after the buses.
Bus rapid transit.
He hates things that aren't cars.
He probably sat at a bus stop.
Yeah, he was like, there's not enough people getting on this bus.
I sat on a bus stop.
I don't see the need. I think taking 4 hours to get across town is just fine.
That's fine. Where are these people got to go anyway?
Where they gotta go? There's that.
We don't know about bus rapid transit.
Yeah.
We're saying yes on high speed rail. We'll be able to start seeing some work getting done.
The I don't know if this will get finished in 2014. I think it might go to 2015, but the Zoo expansion.
Oh, yes.
I'm actually looking forward to that. Yeah. I know there were some rumblings about taking green space away from Roanoke Park, but to me, it's more useful as the zoo than a little bit of green space that sometimes some people picnic on.
Right. You know, we need more park space.
Oh, I'm a huge proponent of more park space. But when you're talking about taking a little chunk out of Roanoke Park for a nice exhibit at the zoo, I'm going to vote on the zoo side.
What do you think about the zoo?
You know what? I like it. Mm-hmm. I really like it, especially having a kid. Mm-hmm. It's a needed thing in town.
Yeah.
But like the idea of, you know, having animals in cages and stuff bothers me. But I kind of just put that aside.
So I have been to the zoo only a few times in the past few years, and both times were for zoo lights.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So, zoo lights is cool, but I don't know what the zoo looks like. Like, if you asked me about the zoo, I would be like, I don't know.
I just know what it looks like in the dark time.
It's dark, and there's lights everywhere.
Jesus.
And are there animals in the zoo? I would not know.
It's a nice,
I saw a giraffe, but.
It's a nice zoo for the size of the city we're in. It's a nice zoo.
When I was in St. Louis recently, went to the zoo there. And I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but it's awesome. It's free.
What?
I don't know how they do it, but you just go and it's free. And it's a very nice zoo, and I think it's probably comparable to the zoo that we have in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
What are tickets to the Fresno Zoo?
It's not. It's like $8 for adult, I think.
I think that's brilliant. Roughly. I think zoos are wonderful things and more.
Yeah,
more
I like them. Yeah. You know, like, I just tell myself, well, that animal would be dead in the wild. So
that animal that makes has me feel no more okay. Wild. There is no more wild for you.
It makes me feel okay.
Animal.
I always feel bad for the tiger, though. Yeah. The tiger always looks depressed as hell. But the tiger's going to get a mate or something,
so, right? That's true.
I think so.
In St. Louis, I think it's true. I'm in St. Louis. We're looking at the lion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's down in its thing, you know, and it's very sleepy, and it's like, you know, and I'm marveling at it. You know, Hillary's there. We're marveling at this wonderful beast. And then we leave, and we're walking away, and we're probably like, you know, 300-500 feet away, and we hear just the most massive roar that you've ever heard, like, and stop in your tracks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is an awesome, awesome animal.
Yeah.
And that's why I love the zoo.
Yeah. That's good. They got a king, a cobra and a Komodo dragon.
Oh, really?
At the zoo right now.
See, I need to go.
The sea lion cove is really cool.
Yes, that is really nice.
Now it happened this year, right?
So the,
2013 back.
Yeah. So the sea lion cove was something that you could see, during zoo lights and they were out there and it was really cool. So. Zoo, that'll be nice, actually.
Yeah, so when they get that whole safari, because there's going to be a restaurant
they're
going to build, and you know, it's just going to be a huger, you know.
Is it an Outback Steakhouse?
Yeah, maybe. All black, and they'll serve giraffe. You can look at the giraffes and eat giraffe, mate.
Oh, man. What else?
Yeah.
We want to talk about the Fulton Mall. What we think is gonna
what's gonna happen to the Fulton Mall?
What's gonna happen?
I think my prediction
2014 go
nothing. Nothing will happen in 2014.
You think that 2014 is gonna
it will
be
look
like
the same? It looked like it does right now.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna be able to start actual.
Yeah,
work
maybe something will be definitively decided.
Right,
but I think that it will look the same.
You don't think there'll be any.
Nothing. Because the city's not doing anything there because they're like waiting to get kick the shit out of all the stuff in there.
Right.
So it's not going to get improved upon until that thing gets decided. No businesses are going to really, all the businesses are going to be waiting for that to be decided. So really, it's just, you're just looking at Peeves being the.
Just another year of
Peeves.
Waiting. Yeah.
And,
I mean, I think you might be right. I would like to think that that we'll see a little more traction in some of the businesses down there. I think if we can get a few more of those kind of like unifying events. So, you know, we have the Downtown Ice Rink. I think everyone realizes that's a draw. We'll get people to the mall. If we had a couple more of those kind of events.
Yeah. Southern City is the past couple of years has been the Fulton Mall. Uh-huh. I don't see them changing that now, so I don't know. And then, of course, the Cinco de Mayo is huge.
Cinco de Mayo, yeah. So if they could get some, you know, just a little more consistency there in terms of getting people on the mall, I think it would have a chance regardless. But we'll see. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any big traction.
Yep.
Okay, 2014.
There's going to be a new Target. Think of that.
Herndon and 99,
the railroad tracks. That's in May. That's going to be open in May.
You know, my problem with this is
the what's it called? Crossing Shopping Center. I think it's crossing like that. Man.
Yeah, what is it? Well, it doesn't matter.
The crossing, I think.
From a certain standpoint, I understand. Because if you live at Herndon and 99, you don't want to drive to Herndon and...
West Shaw. Herndon and Mark. Or Shaw and Mark's.
Shaw and Mark. Is that the...
Closest Target.
Yeah, probably.
Usually, people on the west side over there... usually go to West Shaw area to shop.
So I understand you want to have a Target closer to you, I suppose. Mm. But I live downtown. And there are 12 Targets that I can think of that I could possibly go to.
Yeah.
I don't need...
None of them are there downtown.
I don't need 12 Targets. I don't. Yeah. No one need. You don't need 12 Targets.
No. That's the thing about sucks about this new shopping center is I've not seen a retail that Fresno doesn't have somewhere else.
Right, yeah.
I've looked at all the retail that's going in there. It's all stuff we have somewhere else in town.
And you know, the sad thing about that is, so if that's going to be the case, then really we have like 12 different cities. Because really, a city only needs one Target. just need one Target.
Yeah.
One Walmart.
Yeah.
One Home Depot. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, Costco. You could probably have more than one Costco.
Yeah, that place is so freaking busy. The two Costcos are
busy as hell,
so you probably could have more Costcos.
And I mean, realistically, you can have as many Targets as you want, I guess, whatever. But,
better than a Walmart, I guess.
Right. Anything else 2014 in that regard?
No.
We'll switch over. You want to talk about some entertainment in 2014? Predictions.
I like Fresno to finally, not that they're going to be touring this year, I don't think, but I like Fresno to finally have a Foo Fighter show.
Oh,
I don't think Fresno's ever had the Foo Fighters have never come to Fresno. And that's annoying.
That would be a Save Mart Center show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you think it would do.
That would sell out. When you're talking about a big band that's never played Fresno, always sells out.
All right.
That
would be the band that you would want to see.
That's who I would want to see come to town this year.
For a big show like that.
Yeah.
Well, because that's always the thing, and you know, people are always like, oh, who is going to come, you know? And already we have Pink is scheduled for January.
All right.
And the Road Show, which is like the Christian rock, Skillet and the Third Day and those bands. Coming in February, and then Lady Antebellum, country band, is coming in March. So you know, there's still a bunch of time out there. And
is there anything bubbling that you can officially say?
I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
I think Beyonce would be huge.
Oh yeah.
And it's possible. You know, I mean, we've gotten that level before.
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely get, you know, another one or two country acts, I think, will stop through.
Mm-hmm.
We usually have about two or three every year. We had at least three this year, maybe more. And then we'll have probably one or two big rock acts.
Yeah.
And then, you know, one that's just kind of the above all everything else. Like this year, you know, we had Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay-Z, I guess. So, and Bon Jovi, obviously, just, you know, the biggest tour in the world, ticket right. sales. Yeah. Wise. So,
somehow. Know, don't really quite understand that, but.
Me either. But, so, you know, yeah, I think Save Mart Center, if it continues with its.
Hopefully you see some more stuff at Selen. I worry about Selen.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened now with the, you may not know this, but with the hockey team, there's, okay, the Monsters had two separate teams.
Okay.
They had a lower level, like really young kids, and then they had one level above them. They're still young kids, but they're
which
a little
is
bit
like
older.
Up to the 20, 21
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah, there's like a level of like late teenagers, right. And then there was another level up that was in the young early 20s.
And late those
teens.
Were the ones that
and
they were training
I don't
for
think,
like the pros or
yeah,
whatever?
Yeah, they're okay. Looking to get drafted.
College and
I don't pros. Think those that level's playing it. Nobody's playing at Selen. They're just playing at Gateway now.
Right.
And I don't. I didn't never caught what happened there.
I haven't heard either.
I don't understand why nobody's playing at Selen. Yeah. But I just worry there's not enough
Gateway.
Going on
yeah.
at Selen.
Well, you know, they had that Winter Jam tour with Ice Cube and Cypress Hill and some other hip hop bands. I don't know how it did ticket sales wise. I haven't really heard anything, but it was a decent show and the kind of show that I think that Selen can do and should be doing.
I always prefer seeing a show at Selen opposed to Save Mart
yeah.
Center.
I mean, I think that there's plenty of shows out there coming through, but you know. It is a hard sell when, you know, there's the William Saroyan Theater
yeah.
on the smaller side that's way nicer
mm-hmm.
and the Save Mart Center on the larger side that's way nicer.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like yeah. if you're a band and you're maybe not quite big enough to be in the Selen or, you know, you can go smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Sell some more tickets. You're gonna go with the Saroyan Theater,
yeah.
And if you're,
but the Saroyan's kind of weird for a rock.
It,
you can't. You
I've
don't really
some
have rock
shows
acts
there.
In Selen, or I mean
seen,
Saroyan.
I saw Alice Cooper there.
Alice Cooper played Saroyan.
Alice Cooper played the Saroyan Theater.
It seems kind of like weird.
It was weird, but it they made it work.
Yeah.
And I saw John Fogerty there.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
So, I mean, they can do it, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, a big-time rock act probably wouldn't work there. But yeah, I just think it's a hard sell. I mean, I just think the Saroyan is not... It is a venue that has seen its time, and I don't think... I'm not sure that space is... Who they can sell it to, you know?
Yeah, it's hard.
So...
Find people that can fill that away.
Right, right. Right, people who can fill it that wouldn't want to go to the Save Mart Center.
Right, yeah.
You know, because that's really what it comes down to. You know, it's like, well, yeah, we can sell out the Selen Arena, but why when we could just go to the Save Mart
yeah,
Center?
Yeah.
We're going to get a much better draw. So, I don't know. But yeah, I also hope that they do. They somehow figure something out in 2014 and get things going. Any other predictions 2014 pop culture or music music wise?
Nothing. I got nothing.
Who do you think is gonna be stand? Is there anyone bubbling up local band wise you can see really taking off in 2014?
I don't know, man. Yeah, you
yeah.
got me.
Well, all right. I mean,
what about you? Is there somebody?
You know, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't. I can't really think of anyone right now. I mean, you know, I obviously think that Gentle Jamie has some good stuff still going on. You
yeah.
know, just announced Japanese distribution for his album, and if he does do another Argyle's Pimp record, you know, mm-hmm. I think that'll be great. And people will be really excited about that. I can't. Sleepover Disaster, I guess, is gonna be.
Oh yeah, they are
officially
working on some
reunited.
Stuff.
They're gonna have new new recordings, yeah, new material. Be cool. So I think that could be potentially a big one. You know, other than that, we'll have to see. Hopefully there'll be some good young bands coming in and kind of doing stuff. I haven't...
I'd like to see that.
I haven't seen a like, you know, out of nowhere, one of those out of nowhere bands in a while. So I'm waiting to see someone just pop up.
There'll be somebody.
Blow me away.
You'll see him at Fuse Fest in September.
True. There you go. Well, all right. I think
all right. It's time to.
You know, it wasn't. Or do you want to?
Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say this. This maybe wasn't our most exciting.
Oh, I thought it was hella exciting
podcast ever. But I think we talked about some good stuff, and I would urge people who listen to track us down if they want to, you know, converse about it.
Yeah.
Back with the back and forth.
With the back and forth,
because we like the we're not the definitive voice.
No, we're just a voice.
We're just a couple of schmoes.
Yep.
Doing our schmo thing
at Flying with
Pod on Twitter. Yeah, that'd be a good place to start.
Yep, and thefresnan@gmail.com.
Right.
And then you got
Over the Fresno Bee.
FresnoBee.com?
At Fresno Bee, Fresno Beehive, Joshua Teehee on Twitter and Instagram.
I think I hear the plug music happening.
Okay, we'll plug it up. Plug it up. Okay, go ahead. What do you got to plug for 2014?
As always, the Dork, like you said at the beginning, the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
It's a beautiful thing.
The perfect pour craft beer podcast. With Nick and Matt, we talk about craft beer for an hour. And then Dorktown, the long rival of Flown the Famous.
It's a ride, didn't even know. I better watch out.
With producer Becky and Bells.
Oh, yeah.
A sort of variety comedy podcast.
It's funny? That's why we're rivals.
There's a quote. We're gonna use that quote. The trailer for Dorktown.
It's funny.
It's funny? Question mark.
Oh, it is funny. I'm sorry. All right. Anything else that you need to plug for?
That's about it.
Yeah. So I'll plug It'll Grow Back, my band. You can find us all over the internet at / It'll Grow Back. I'll plug myself on Fresno Bee, FresnoBeehive.com if you want to read about local stuff. If you want this essentially in a written form,
in a written form,
you can find me there. And I think that's about it.
Check the seven section on
Friday. Seven
Fridays
section on Friday. I have a little column. They allow me to voice my.
And
opinion.
I got in there saying that Fresno needs an IKEA.
So that
we don't ever have to travel anywhere.
Right. And it's true, we never would.
No. Where else would you need to go?
Well, Pismo.
Yeah. I mean for retail.
Oh, for retail. Yeah, and that's what you said.
Yeah.
You would never have to travel for retail again.
Yeah. People like Bass Pro.
Oh yeah.
The Manteca has our Bass Pro.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are some people who, you know, are above IKEA. So
really,
yeah, it's like the Crate and Barrel crowd.
Oh,
you know?
Them. Oh, yeah,
the West Elm CBT.
I don't know.
Crowd.
I never been to IKEA.
I went.
You have to build it yourself. And I'm like, no. You ever try building furniture with your girlfriend or wife or anything? It's not fun. It's not a good time. So I'm like, no. Screw you, IKEA.
Right.
You're not gonna build it for me.
Right.
Then forget it.
IKEA, man. That was one place, sort of like the mall around the holiday times. I got anxiety. It was crazy. I was trying to find the bathroom. And they
were you
have,
at the Richmond one? Or whatever that was.
Emeryville.
It looks really complicated to get in there. I see it from the freeway when I'm driving by. I'm like, that looks like
so
a mess.
So getting in is okay. Getting out is really difficult. And then back on the freeway. And sometimes, you're not going to IKEA. You're going by IKEA. But you get in the wrong lane, and then suddenly you're in IKEA. And
you're like, now I have to go.
Now I'm parked and walking.
Might as well.
How did that happen? Right. But I'm in IKEA, and I need to use the restroom because I've been there for a while. And they have these lines on the ground, like, pointing you the direction, and it'll say, like, you know, restroom this way. And you follow them around, but it's like a big loop. And,
it just makes you go around.
You know, I'm like, I just saw this. I was right here 5 minutes ago. It was bad.
Swedish bastards. Yeah.
IKEA in Fresno. Let's do it. 2014?
Yeah, downtown, man. Silver bullet.
I predict 2014 will not have any silver major downtown developments.
No major in this in 2014. Yeah, I think you're right, huh?
I think it'll be small stuff. I think it'll be small. Yeah. All right. I think that does it for us, but thank you for listening. And, you know, downloading and all that good stuff.
Tell all your fellow Fresnans about Flowing of Famous and the podcastness. There's nothing like it.
You can give us thumbs up on
Stitcher.
On Stitcher.
Review 5-star review on iTunes.
On iTunes. And
when you thumbs up it on Stitcher, and if you're on Twitter, you can tweet it out. Just hit the little Twitter button when you're listening to it. There's a little Twitter button there on the you're listening to it, and when you hit that. And then it just automatically posts out to your Twitter feed that, hey,
says, Ed Stewart is listening to. He's the only one I know who listens.
Spencewick boys listen.
Oh, okay. There you go. So I expect to see that once this gets posted.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. Thank you. Merry Happy New Year.
Have a Fresno 2014.
Smash, smash, smash!